This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There goes the two boys, the two great boys of the Bay Area, the best sports show on town.
On 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Willard and Dibs with you here on 95.7 The Game. No Willard today and no Willard for the next week and a half. Getting married tomorrow, then taking the honeymoon. He'll be back. What day is that he's back, Dibs?
It's Monday the 28th.
Monday the 28th. 12 days from now, he's back.
That's right.
A little less than 2 weeks. Congratulations to Willard and the family, and then we'll see him coming up in 12 days. So for now, it's Grandy in with you alongside Dan Dibley. You mentioned the Randy Rodriguez home run that he gave up to Brent Rooker. He was one of two Giants to participate in the All-Star game yesterday. Logan Webb pitched and put up a zero. Scoreless inning for Logan Webb after he was bad last year in the All-Star game, but he put up a zero this time, so at least it was not all bad things for Giants pitchers in the All-Star game.
Up a hit, Logan Webb did, and was able to pitch around that. Yeah, pitch around it, and Randy Rodriguez just came in, and he didn't serve one up. He threw a 2-0 fastball after having, you know, a couple of one of his breaking pitches just get spit on and by Rooker, and then Rooker just laid right into it, a 99-mile-an-hour pitch or 100-mile-an-hour pitch right down Main Street, and that was the hit that kind of got the AL back into it.
Yeah, it was. 888-957-9570. We got a little bit more about the All-Star game and something specific that happened in the game. In fact, to be exact, four different times it happened. I want to talk about that coming up in a sec. But first, as promised, let's go out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. Skills in Vallejo wants to reminisce on some All-Star game memories. Skills, happy Wednesday. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fat, but that's okay. I've been doing fat since I was born, practically. Good to be on the air with you guys. I've been a baseball fan since 1990, and I'll tell you that in spite of that, and you know, I appreciate all the great players from then all the way to now. I was never really big on the All-Star game, and I think it's because in those days, in the 90s into the 2000s, all the All-Star games, you know, the Pro Bowl and the NFL, NBA All-Star game, they all play hard. And it was easy to take for granted the effort that you were seeing in the MLB All-Star game because you were seeing it in all the All-Star games at the time, unlike now, where it's just basically they're there just to be there. So, yeah, I would watch the All-Star game from time to time in MLB, but I didn't really care about it that much until the COVID season, 2020. And that was, I'm sure you guys remember now that, during that year, there was a lot of Hall of Famers that passed away. Baseball was playing in like, four or five ballparks, or all the ballparks at the end of the playoffs were playing in like four or five ballparks, whatever it was. And it was just a really weird time for sports. And I wasn't, you always have the labor stuff going on. I wasn't really feeling it the way I used to feel it. Other people probably felt the same way. But then 2021 comes along, and Ohtani, people forget this, that in 2020, Shohei Ohtani was hot garbage, offensively and on the mound. But in 2021, he came out like gangbusters, And Aaron Judge became superhuman. Some of the other guys emerged. It was just a turning point for a lot of the stars in baseball. And I watched the All-Star game that year. And for the first time, you know, I watched the Derby really closely. So I looked for Perez on this show that season. And it was the first time I really appreciated how great he was. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And then, you know, you got all the players out on the field together. And for the first time ever at 41 years old, I really appreciated what I was able to witness there with all those great players on the field together. And it was giving me hope for the first time that maybe the sport was going to survive all the COVID chaos and all the labor stuff going on, and everything was going to be okay after all. Hmm. I watched the game, fourth inning. And if I go on too long, just scream, I'll hang up. But this is my last main point, is that when Vladimir Guerrero hits the home run in the fourth inning, and at that point, watching him celebrate, watching that ball go about close to 500 feet, somehow I just knew right then that it was going to be okay. Everything was going to be okay. And for the most part, I mean, baseball still has its flaws. God knows it's far from perfect. But I love it more than anything in this world except for my daughter. And that All-Star game was a big turning point.
Mm. So thank you. Yeah, I like his skills. I mean, that
was the 2021 game he's referring to, because there was no 2020 All-Star game.
Yeah.
And just looking at Shohei Ohtani, I was trying to refresh my own memory about whether or not he was hot garbage or not in 2020, and he didn't have a good year in 2020. But one interesting note, he was the first ever automatic player on second base in an official game.
Wow.
On July 24th, so when they resumed the season on that day, post-pandemic of 2020, he was the first ever automatic runner on second base.
Did you look up his Wikipedia page, and is that on there or something?
It's on there, because I was looking at his 2020 numbers, and he had a slash of 190, 291, 366. Not good.
Wow.
And he had 7 homers and 24 runs batted in, and it was a struggle. And then the next year, as Skills was saying, he exploded and Judge exploded, and baseball kind of started to come all the way back in 2021.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. I haven't really viewed that 2021 All-Star game, as Skills is talking about, as kind of like the turning point, but I'm with Skills as far as how I feel about baseball right now. This is as good as I've felt in a while. I do think we do have, Dibs, potentially another change coming to Major League Baseball, and there's been a lot of changes of late. I think we got a taste of what it will look like at the All-Star game yesterday. It's called the automated ball strike challenge system, abbreviated to the ABS challenge system. And we saw it 4 different times in last night's All-Star game. It's where there's a pitch. It's either called a ball or a strike. And say it's called the ball, but the pitcher or the catcher believe it's a strike, they can challenge that call that was made by the home plate umpire. All they do is tap their head, and that signifies a challenge, and then it goes to the Hawkeye technology. And if you watch tennis at any like major tournament, especially like not necessarily now, but like 5 years ago or earlier, whenever a player would challenge a call, whether it was on the line or just outside the line, you'd look up at the video board, all the fans would start clapping, waiting for the ball to land on the court, and you find out if it's a ball or a strike. It's essentially the same exact thing that's happening in baseball now, and they're trying it in the minor leagues. They've used it in spring training. They used it in the All-Star game yesterday. It's probably coming to the big leagues in the regular season next year. But the way it worked out yesterday, Dibs, 4 separate challenges, 3 of those calls were reversed, and it only uses up like 15 seconds to get the review done. I'm all for it. It feels like a home run, and I would gladly welcome that into every Major League Baseball game beginning next year.
And I wonder how that will work, where if every team only has 2, how does a player know whether or not he has the power to make that call, you know? Because if you're just a player and you think that their call was wrong and you tap your helmet and you're wrong, well, that's one of your 2 challenges for your team. So
you get them back if you get them right.
Right, so, but if you're a player and you feel like you got pinched and you make that call on your own,
and you were wrong,
then like how much is that going to create discord in the dugout when you only have 1 challenge left, or maybe that's your 2nd one and now you're out of challenges, and so it might only be the 4th inning and your team now is out of challenges. So I like it on the surface, but I do think that they have to find a way to, I don't know, make it more controllable to where a player just can't go rogue.
Imagine Draymond Green had the power challenge calls, right? Like that's kind of what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Because in the NBA, only the head coach or the bench in general, but the head coach
exactly
can initiate a challenge. in Major League Baseball, only the catcher, the pitcher, and the batter can initiate a challenge. So it's completely up to the discretion of the players. And if you have a player that is particularly emotional,
oh yeah,
and it's the second inning, and it's a, I don't know, like 2-1 count with bases empty and two outs, and he thinks a ball that was called a strike is actually a ball, and he gets it wrong, then you might get a stern talking to from your dugout once you walk your way back over there at the end of the inning.
Yeah, and what if you challenge two pitches in the same at-bat and you're wrong, you know? It's a 2-1 count or 3-1 count, and it's a borderline pitch, and you tap the helmet, and you're wrong. Now it's a full count, and then the next pitch, same thing, and you're out on strikes, and you tap the helmet, and you're wrong again, and your team is done now. You're out, and they're out of challenges. So I do think that, I don't know if we want it to be, you know, the batter looks at the dugout, and then the dugout goes to the video guy, and the video guy back to the manager, and now we tap the helmet. That's not what we want.
No, I don't know what the actual rule is, but I think it has to be, like, in the moment, like, no, well,
yeah,
challenge.
Exactly.
Tap of my head, challenge.
Yeah, within seconds, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll work it out, and I know that this is a step toward automatic balls and strikes, and I think before long we're going to get from this in-between period to that point.
Like full-on robo-umps every single pitch.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where, honestly, we probably need to get. And I like the challenge system as a way to start to go down that road. But I was saying this before, calling balls and strikes is very, very difficult.
It's
too hard now.
I like this challenge system where you have a couple of game in high-leverage moments. You can break it out, and it could change and impact a game. I, though, am out on the full-on robo-umps, and we can talk about that when we come back. I don't want full robo-umps. I don't want just a static strike zone, and you have 100% accuracy for everything. I kind of like the variety that we get with these home plate umpires. We can talk a little bit more about that. Plus, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 4:30 to learn how you can win. It's Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy with you. More next at 95.7 The Game.
Tough to hit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hit hard in the air to left center field. Back goes Stowers. It is gone. The American League is on the board on a home run from Brent Rooker. And we bookend honoring Hammer and Hank with these guys hammering the ball in the All-Star game. Two home runs for the National League in the bottom of the sixth. And now Rooker launches a sky-scraping blast.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
The big flies, they were popping in the middle of that game at Truist Park. There was the Pete Alonso home run.
Ooh.
There was the Corbin Carroll home run.
Yep.
And then there was that Brent Rooker home run. And that Brent Rooker home run came off of Randy Rodriguez. And as Joe Davis on Fox said, you just heard it there, that was right after they honored Hank Aaron, Hammer and Hank. And that was another thing that baseball got right yesterday, Dibs.
Dude,
they honored Hank Aaron in an amazing way.
I've never seen anything like that. Other than you talk about like concerts where they have the fake person out there. I can't. It's the
A hologram.
Thank you. All I could think of was algorithm, and I knew that was wrong. Hologram.
Hologram Prince at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And this was kind of the baseball version of it, and I thought that was TV at its finest. And I know it turned out to be like a 4 or 5 minute break in that inning, but the
well
Hank Aaron,
it.
Oh, so well worth it and so well done with the audio. And I don't know how it played in the stadium. I don't think that they can duplicate or replicate rather the same visuals that we got on TV, but I've watched it now 2 or 3 different times and it's just goosebumps. Incredible TV.
Well, like they have the crack of the bat and like the they're playing the home run that he hits. And then they have like the, I don't know if it was a firework or a flare or something that like, heads out from home plate towards where the home run went. It kind of generally follows the trajectory of the ball. Just a really cool visual.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I thought baseball, pun intended, knocked it out of the park last night with the All-Star game. You mentioned the Kershaw on-field audio. Rooker hits the home run and immediately gets the interview in the dugout. I thought everything was just so entertaining and so well done and all into a nice little package. 3 hours. That whole thing was only 3 hours and... You know, I mentioned before the previous longest All-Star game ever that went 14 or 15 innings, and it was almost a five-hour game. Nobody wants that. So you get to the 10th inning.
Except Goo.
Well, he doesn't, really. He doesn't want a five-hour All-Star game. The players don't want that.
Goo would tell you that he would lock in for all 5 hours.
Sure, and I would bet you that he would say that in that 2008 All-Star game that he watched all 15 innings, which he probably didn't. Last night was great. It was entertaining. During the game, in between innings, you had nice audio on field, three-hour presentation, a lot of runs, pay the over. I was wrong. Good thing I didn't bet it. The over-under, Lucas, I think it was 7 we talked about on the air, and that thing got, it was 6-0, and I thought, oh boy, this thing's not staying under.
Nope.
And I didn't think that it would go extra innings. But
so Brent Rooker ruined the under, huh?
Basically.
Thanks a lot, Brent.
Yeah, and you know who appears in the box score, and I've never seen this before. They have, among the pitchers, they have 1, 2, 3, 6, 9. They had 13 National League pitchers, and then pitcher 1 is listed as number 14. And in the American League, they have pitcher 1, who essentially gets the loss.
Huh.
And in the hitting box score for the National League, they have batter 1, who went 1 for 1 with a home run and a run scored, and they have... The American League had batter 1, batter 2, and batter 3, which is all the swing-off guys who they don't actually get stats for that, but they're listed as batter one, batter two, batter three, and the National League, of course, has batter one and batter two, and then that's all.
That's weird.
Kind of funky, yeah.
Box score for All-Star games is always just a disaster.
Totally.
Because you have endless substitutions, and like I'm looking at a box score right now online, and you have to scroll like four page lengths just to see the full thing. Because there's so many pinch hitters and so many relief pitchers and all that, but that's just the nature of the All-Star game. Dibs, I want to get back to the automated ball strike challenge system, but while we're in this All-Star space, I know you did a little bit of a dive, because we were talking earlier. I don't know if this is a deep... Is it a deep dive, Dibs?
That's a deep dive.
All right, okay. Well, let's play it.
Yeah, let's put on the scuba gear and let's get into it.
Let's get ready. There we go. We're headed into the deep dive. We were talking earlier about when the winner of the All-Star game got home field advantage in the World Series, and you did a dive on that.
I did, and yeah, thank you, Lucas. It was a total of 14 years from 03 to 2016, and so my thought was, did the winner of the All-Star game, did that league gain an advantage by then going on to win the World Series?
Okay.
And in those 14 years, 9 times the league that won the All-Star game won the World Series.
So 9-5 were the teams with home field advantage in the years where the All-Star game determined home field advantage.
Correct. But when you do the deeper dive, as I am wont to do...
Well, we're going deeper still.
You look at each individual instance and you think, did that home field advantage really matter? 2004, Boston, American League, they won the All-Star game. Boston won in a sweep.
It's so, the Rockies, right?
Right. So to me, that doesn't really matter. Like, the home field advantage didn't mean much. You won
they
the
were
first
gonna
two
win
at
regardless.
Home. You won the next two on the road. Same thing the next year when the White Sox won via a sweep. And as
that was
you
versus
look,
the Astros?
I think. I can bring it back up. I'd love to test your memory because...
I think it was
yeah, the Astros.
Yeah.
Ozzie Guillen over Phil Garner. 2007. Actually, 2004 was when Boston beat the... Cardinals via the sweep.
Oh, yeah, the Rockies
07
were later.
Was the Rockies.
Yeah.
And again, American League won the All-Star game, and then Boston won via a sweep. So for me, those three instances have nothing to do with the home field advantage, because you won all four games.
It didn't hurt, but
anyway.
Might not have been the reason necessarily why you won it.
Right. 09, the Yankees, they had home field. They beat the Phillies in 6. So, you know, that's one where you had game 6 and 7 if you needed it at home.
Yeah.
That's one where I do think you got an advantage. 2011, the Cardinals, they won in 7. So that, to me, you have game 7 at home based on the fact that you won the All-Star game. That is another instance where it actually mattered.
And the crazy game 6, that was the David Freese game 6, where they came back from the brink against the Rangers, which was also at home.
Exactly, and that's it's just a wonderful point, Lucas. You're riding it perfectly right now. 2013, actually, interesting. 2010, Giants won in 5 with home field. Didn't really matter. They won in 5, although they did win the first two at home, and they took 2 of 3 on the road, and that was it. 2012, they won via a sweep, and they had home field, so that didn't matter either. 2013, Boston wins in 6. They had home field, and that really is the last instance. So I can look at 3 of the 14 where it actually mattered that the team had home field.
You obviously never know how it all would play out. Like you mentioned, 2012 Giants, where, you know, maybe if you start in Detroit, Verlander shoves and you lose game 1 and the series is entirely different the rest of the way. You never know. But just from the outside looking in, maybe it wasn't as big of a deal as we thought it was.
And 2012 is a good example where, thank you, Lucas, the Giants would have had home field anyway because they had a better record than Detroit. So, and I didn't go through and cross-reference all of those instances where, you know, the team that got home field would have had it regardless of the All-Star game result, but it's just a long way for me to say that whole this time it counts Bud Selig concoction turned out to really be much of a nothing burger.
But it is, and it is still the right decision. Even if the result of the game had an impact or not on what happened in the actual World Series, it's still, in my opinion, the right idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To not have the All-Star game determine that. It's not fair.
Exactly. And it turned out to not be efficacious to the...
I think the deep dive is done, Luke.
I'm coming up for air now. I think it's good. He likes it. He likes to play the gurgle gurgle when I'm talking, and I think that's fun.
Just good way to do the whole 4 hours.
Good, yeah. Except when I'm in the shallow end, you know, running material about nonsense.
That was a good deep dive, though. Yeah. Maybe not as big of a deal.
All right. Yeah, not that big of a deal, and I do think that the whole point was to try to make the Major League Baseball All-Star Game matter, which it already mattered to these guys. You know, you take the 2002 game, which was a tie, and as I mentioned to you off the air earlier, not the first tie ever in the All-Star game. I believe it was 1961.
We're going way back.
We're going way, way back. So that was not the first time that the game ended in a tie, but Bud Selig, I'll never forget the image of him. There's nothing we can do. And, you know, they had to just bag it because that was it. Yeah, 1961 at Fenway, as you well remember.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Like it was yesterday, Dibs.
Rocky Colavito.
Steiny's guy.
That's right. With a home run for the American League to get that thing tied.
Congratulations, Rocky.
Yeah, the Rock. Rest
you
in peace.
You forever live in infamy for tying an All-Star game. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, the All-Star game was awesome yesterday. Did not end in a tie, although it would have, I guess, if we didn't have the added rule of the swing-off at the end. Of course, before that, you would have actually played extra innings. But I thought this was a nice way the end the All-Star game. And the other thing we saw, Dibs, that we were talking about just before we went to break, before this segment, was the automated ball strike challenge system, which we saw use of four different times, whether it's a strike or a ball. If the batter, the catcher, or the pitcher disagree, they can challenge a call. Each team gets two challenges. If you get the challenge right, you retain your challenge. If you get it wrong, you lose it. So if you were to challenge one in the first inning, it's your first challenge and you lose it, you only have one left for the rest of the game. Unless, again, you get them right, then you retain that one until you get it wrong again. And there is a pretty good chance that we see this enter into Major League Baseball in the regular season next year. And I'm all for that, Dibs, considering the issues that I have with review in the NFL and in the NBA is those review processes just take way too long. And it's never an I don't think it's good for the game to have a lot of those challenges that take up a lot of time. With baseball dibs, this is so quick. It's 10 or 15 seconds, and it's in the middle of an at-bat. You don't have anybody really like walking back to the dugout or any kind of major delay. If it happens that quick, and in a big moment, it gets the call right, then I'm all for it. I don't see any reason to not at least just use the automated ball strike system as early as next year.
I agree with that, and I'd like to see maybe more than two challenges. You give them three because of just the speed that you're talking about. And I look at tennis, and you made the example earlier about how quickly it's done and the crowd gets into it and you get the instant, you know, reaction. Now we don't even have that because now it's all automated. And they went to automated line calls for almost every tournament, and they did it because it's now too difficult for the human eye to judge a serve that's 133 miles an hour and it's right there on the corner of the serve box, as you know, what we call the tee. You got a big serve down the tee, and especially on grass where the old chalk lines get blurred over time, so you can't even really tell with the human eye whether or not it's an ace or if it's out. And so you make your best guess, and then you never know. And it's the same thing with Major League Baseball now, where you got guys throwing 103 with movement, and you're supposed to stand there with a catcher in front of you and a guy maybe check swinging, and you're supposed to be able to track this ball in and know height and also width, and you're supposed to be able to judge that and be 100%. It's too difficult now.
It is difficult. It's hard to do. I don't think we all understand how difficult it is. So give them a tool to help them out. And I also think this adds, like, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but it also is a sense of like holding the umpires accountable. And it's not every single pitch, we know that, but I'm sure no umpire is going to want to be the one where they have the most successful challenges waged against them over the course of a year, right? Like, whether it is an umpire that has a generally wide zone, like say off the plate away to righties is where this ump lives, and he consistently gets kind of challenged and overturned at that spot, maybe that impacts how accurate he is going forward. But I don't want to get to a point, Dibs, and I know you are on this side, and I know you eventually think the MLB will get there, and I think they will too. I just want to see this system implemented. Maybe you add a challenge or two if you feel like it's working out well, like per team, per game. But I don't want the full robo-umps, where every single pitch in every single game is called by the Hawkeye technology. I like the human element of the home plate umpire calling balls and strikes, because I love the strategy involved with the slightly varied zones. And again, whether you have a zone who against righties, you have some width off the plate away, you know that the team and the offensive game plan is adjusted with that in mind. You have Willy Adames coming up knowing, oh, I got to protect away because Hunter Wendell stepped behind home plate. He gives some width off the plate away to me, a righty at the plate. I have to adjust. It's the same thing if it's Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the bump against the Adames. He knows he has room off the plate away. I am going to pepper that side of the plate over and over and over. And I get if you're just like, oh, well, rules are rule. It's off the plate. It's a ball. But I just like the strategy involved. And this is why I told Guru during the crossover, Dibs, that I'm a baseball purist. And I love the little elements of strategy that are involved in nearly every aspect of baseball. It's why I don't like the DH in the National League, because I love the idea of a manager having to decide, well, what's worth it to me? Another inning for my starting pitcher, or trying to get a run in the sixth inning with a runner on second and two outs and the pitcher spot due up? What's more valuable to me? I love those little mini decisions and chess moves that were made in baseball games that we don't have as much of anymore. And I fear if we take away the human element of balls and strikes, we lose a little bit more of that strategy and the chess game that is baseball. I feel like the automated strike zone will take a little bit away from that.
I think what you gain, though, is far more important and more impactful to the game than what you're talking about, the strategy of a pitcher knowing that an ump calls a certain amount of pitches here and there. Right now, there's too much variance in home plate umpiring. I'm looking at last night, and Dan Asanya was the home plate ump, and he had a good game. He had a 94% accuracy rate.
Way to go, Dan.
1% higher than the average, and even at that, he called 133 of 142 taken pitches correctly. And that includes the three that were overturned. Mm. So those ones that he called incorrectly, they're now credited as correct based on the fact that they got challenged and overturned. So that would be 12 pitches that he missed out of 142, which is not quite 10%, but that's a significant number. And he had a good night. It's too difficult now for these umpires to go about doing it. And, you know, certain umps have definitely bigger zones, higher zones, smaller zones, lower zones, whatever it is. And I don't think that taking that variance out of it takes away from the game at all. Your argument about the DH, and I've long been against the DH in the National League, but more and more, these pitcher at-bats were automatic outs. And so what you lose in strategy late in games, you gain in actual offense earlier in games. And, you know, I have found that I don't miss pitchers hitting at all. I thought I was going to miss it more. But even with the DH, look around baseball, you don't have murderer's row lineups even without a pitcher hitting. Think about the Giants before they got Rafi Devers. Think about their lineup. When Chappie was out, if you had to have a pitcher hitting, my God, you'd be looking at 1 through 5 and then see you in half an hour.
Yeah, maybe even 1 through 4.
Right?
But, yeah, I mean, I think this is where, like, the changes that baseball has undergone of late, I have not been their target audience. Baseball has me. Like, they're not trying to get me to pay attention. I'm already paying attention. And so they're trying to up scoring, right? They're trying to up excitement and balls put in play and all of that. And by doing that, you know, or to do that, one of the ways is to not have pitchers hit. So I get it. And I think, honestly, it has worked. I think a lot of moves that baseball has made has worked. And maybe Rob Manfred deserves some credit. And we're going to hear from one big name in the baseball world that feels very strongly that Rob Manfred deserves some credit. We'll get to that here probably after the break. We got a break here in just a couple of minutes. But I think, Dibs, for me, like, I am perfectly content watching a 2-1 baseball game. I almost love that more than a 9-8 baseball game. So I have not been the target audience for any of these changes to baseball games. In fact, I don't mind longer games, especially when I'm at the games themselves. Now, I'm a fan of the pitch clock. I think it's been hugely successful for baseball, and I don't really mind it either. A lot of the other moves, though, tend to just be taking away from the deliberate strategy of the game. And that is where I kind of draw my personal line. I, though, am fully aware, Dibs, that no matter what, baseball has me, and they're going to make moves where they feel like they're not going to lose me, and they're going to gain some others, and that's where all these decisions come from. And it's why I agree with you. Eventually, we will have full-on robo-ums for every single pitch. I just don't want it.
Yeah, and I used to not want it, but the more I see umpiring, and, you know, the box on the TV has made it so we can all umpire from home. And I also think that this will help change the dynamic of umpires getting really mad at a player or a manager questioning them and then throwing that player or manager out immediately.
I like the fire, though. I like when those things happen.
Well, we already don't have the fire of a manager running out anymore and getting in the face of an ump, because now we do the gesture of two hands over our ears. We want to review it, and now we review it. And if the review is still wrong in your eyes, then you kind of casually stroll out. And if you want to get thrown out, you do, but you don't do it with the same fire and passion that you used to. So that already is kind of gone from baseball. And so I wouldn't mind if you went automated and you have Bryce Harper, who doesn't like a call. Well, I'm sorry, Bryce, but it was in the box and the robot told me it was a strike and we're all going with this now. So you got nothing to say. Yeah. Take it up with the robot.
Go take your bat to the computer in the dugout, Bryce.
Exactly.
That's all. Only thing you can be upset about. The 415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line brings up another good point. It's also frustrating, although I think I disagree with his feeling on this idea. The 415 writes, it's also frustrating when when umpires are easily duped by a catcher framing the baseball.
Agreed.
I like that. I think that's fun. I think it's cool. It's an extra added way for a player to provide value to a baseball team. And I know, I'm sure a lot of us, I don't know if the 415 is the Giants fans. I know you and I root for the Giants, Dibs. Patrick Bailey, you better count your days when robo-umps come, because a lot of your value is what you do framing pitches. And if you don't learn to hit above 200, I think he's above 200 now. You don't learn to hit above 220.
Wow.
Then you get robo-umps. Your value takes a little bit of a tumble because he is widely considered the best framer in baseball. And if you're not stealing those four or five strikes a game, guess what? You're not nearly as valuable as you were before.
And I wonder how many he actually is, quote, stealing. My son did a project with the UCSB baseball team this past year as he was wrapping up his career there. And his project was about framing.
And oh, that's interesting.
How catchers are able to frame and which catchers for UCSB were the best at stealing strikes, quote unquote. And part of the problem with Patrick Bailey is sometimes he tries to frame so hard that he misses the ball and he fumbles the ball because he's trying too hard to frame. I do think that it would affect his ability to be a really, really good catcher, but still, his throwing ability is as important as his framing.
The 408 asks me on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, so you like framing slash flopping. Is it fair to compare the two? Those are entirely different. I absolutely despise flopping in the NBA.
I don't think it's flopping, but you know, Mark Willard always criticizes Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for foul hunting.
Yeah.
I think framing is a little bit more like foul hunting. I don't know if foul hunting is the same as flopping, but it's all part of embellishment. Think about any sport where you're trying to convince the official that something that is happening is penalty worthy. We see it in football.
Soccer.
You see a football pass rusher who, you know, he's getting held, and so we throw our arms up in the air to show held. Or if it's a wide receiver who comes out of his break and he gets bumped and he throws his body around.
Yep.
Every athlete in every sport does it, and it's just the nature of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting point, 408. I hadn't really considered it like that. I despise flopping. I'm in on framing. Maybe that's just a weird character quirk of mine. I do think they are different, but you do bring up a pretty good point. All right, it's time for a break. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. When we come back, I mentioned a big name in the baseball world that is a major fan of Rob Manfred, MLB commissioner. It's Alex Rodriguez. You're going to want to hear what he has to say, and then we can discuss it. Because Rob Manfred, I think, kind of just immediately evokes a reaction from a lot of baseball fans. Let's break it down. When we come back, it's Willard and Dibs. I'm in. Grandy's in for Willard. Dibs and Grandy with you right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.